Palace of Tears, written by Julian Leatherdale and read by Mingzhu Hai. "How could you be so crass?" Laura had asked Adam after the drama of the bomber Lasker at the party to reopen the palace. Adam denied there was anything sinister in the presentation of the fiery dessert, but for Laura, the vision of the palace in flames had triggered painful memories of that fateful night so many years ago. "I think that night haunts you more than it haunts me," Adam said petulantly. "You can't still feel responsible for Adelina's death, surely?" They had raked over these ashes many times, and Adam had explicitly exonerated Laura of any blame for his poor wife's breakdown and suicide. "It was grief for Robbie that killed my wife," Adam had explained to her, "not my love affair with you." But it was not Laura's guilt that poisoned the atmosphere of their marriage. It was Adam's own jealous and paranoid conviction, despite repeated denials from Laura that she was being unfaithful. He confronted her more than once with this accusation, and she begged him to trust her. "Please, Adam, please believe that I still love you," she said. "You have nothing to fear." To ease the tension between them and gather his thoughts, Adam stayed in the cottage for short periods. Here he sat on the veranda in the evenings, smoking and listening to 78s on the RCA Victor or the night songs of the bush, the violin soaring of crickets and the cackle of tree frogs. He thought about Adelina and the fervour with which he had courted her as a young man in Melbourne, dazzling her with his vision for a grand hotel. He thought about Freya and their lovemaking here and in the studio, and his heartbreak one morning in this garden while baby Angie played. He thought about the first time he had shown this cottage to Laura and how she had fallen in love with it and talked him out of his plans to tear it down. "Ah, Laura, 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 you should be sitting next to me here, my proud queen of the palace." Over the top of the hedge, Adam could see the grey, slated casino dome and the crenellated rooftop with its fresh coat of white paint. The old lady looked as good as new since the Yanks had pulled out, and business was brisk again within weeks of her rebirth. There were several generations of guests who had given their hearts to this hotel. Like pilgrims before a shrine, men and women stood arm in arm in the lobby, their eyes misting over as they recalled the distant romantic highlights of their youth. No wonder locals still called it the Palace of Tears.